Hello, you're listening to the Hamerty Brothers e-commerce podcast. If some of our discussions and tips are working for you, why don't you grab a 15-minute call with us at ecommercecall.com. We'll see whether we can help scale your e-commerce business. We will quickly see if we're a fit or whether we can recommend someone else to get you where you need to go. The worst case is you'll have a fun 15-minute chat, and regardless, you'll come away understanding a lot more about your business. Book a call at ecommercecall.com. Hello and welcome to the Hamerty Brothers e-commerce podcast. Today, Ian and I are diving into email capture and using techniques to build your email list. So let's get started. Hi, Ian, how are you?
Hello, Mark. Excellent, thank you. How are you doing?
All right. We're recording this the other way around, so I'm now the one in the evening and I'm tired and you're the one that's lively. So
exactly.
I shall do this podcast lying down on the floor, and you can just be the energetic one.
Fine. Yeah, good. That's good. Well, I've had a coffee. I'm all right.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. So today we were talking about email, and the reason why we just wanted to talk about email is because last week I was talking to quite a few clients. Questions came up a couple of times about what's the best way to grow your email list. And talking about email generally, about email capture and email recruitment. So how you actually grab the email address and actually use it to grow your mailing list.
I would call certain e-commerce sites, I always kind of call them, you're an email business. And they are the ones that have, you know, repeat business. So like people are buying maybe twice, three times a year. And it's all driven from the email list. So you're thinking clothing sites, you know, homeware sites, supplement sites, you know, contact lens sites. It's just literally that customer list is the gold, and ultimately it's what the value of the business is in. People will look at that customer list, email list, and they will say, well, how big is it? And they'll judge your value of your business based on that. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because it's one of the first questions that people ask, because we sometimes get involved with acquisitions of e-commerce sites from bigger brands. And you know, the question that we always get asked is, how big's the mailing list? Mm. You know, that's what they want to know. How big's the mailing list? Because that's the value.
And people aren't
really, it's the main way of getting somebody to buy again. You know, isn't it? You think of all the other traffic channels that we've got, Google Shopping, pay-per-click, AdWords, affiliates, etc., etc. Most of those are recruitment based.
How much value, and this is a trick question, how much value do you think people assign to email addresses on the list that have never bought?
How much value do you mean? So what's the value? Yeah, well, probably not.
I'm a business, I've got 100,000 customers, but my email list is 100,000. And I'm saying, oh, you know, you're going to buy my e-commerce site. I've got 100,000 people on my list, but only 1,000 people bought. But that's got to be worth something, so I want a lot more money for it. You know, I would argue that they are pretty much worthless, a lot of those email addresses, unless they are, you know, they're brand new and they're probably going to, you know, purchase in a certain period of time.
Yeah.
Because if they've been on the email list for more than 6 months and not bought, then, you know, are they worth anything?
I remember talking at an event in London about 10 years ago and coming up with a way of valuing an email address so that you could, and it was based on lifetime customer value, conversion rate, and average order value. And the propensity, or, you know, the probability that this new email address that we'd actually captured would convert. And, you know, and it was quite interesting because obviously, if you've got an email list that isn't converting, there's no point. But the reason why I was asking that question is because people have asked quite a lot is, well, is it worth buying email lists? I mean, obviously you can't do it now really. But back in the day, 10 years ago, you could rent email lists. You could buy email lists. You could do this thing called email append service. So if you had their address, you could try to get their email. But I always said it wasn't worth doing anyway, because it converted so appallingly that if you bought an email list, it was just awful. And the most
I've never seen it work.
It's never worked. And we've tried it for some big brands, you know, who everybody knows, and it's never worked. So it's not going to work for a small brand. So the most valuable email address is an email address that of somebody who has just bought from you, so who's a real customer. And then moving back from that, it's someone who signed up for your newsletter and or created an account on your site. And then moving back from that, it might be someone who's entered a competition, but on your site. So really, the most valuable ones are your customers and the people who signed up for an offer or a welcome campaign. They're the ones that actually are the hot ones. And really, it's, you know, you should expect. So we use the easiest, fastest way to grow your email list is to do, a welcome offer. With, you know, so people come to the site, and but in return for the welcome offer, we get the email address. That's the fastest way to grow. But it has to be a compelling offer. It has to be time bound. It has to, the offer architecture has to be right. There's got to be a reason to do it, you know, rather than just going 10% welcome. You know, that's boring. You have to dig a little bit more, you know, clever. But the power of that email address is huge, because we know that people tend not to buy on their first visit or in their first session. You know, it takes them a bit of time to buy. In some cases, you know, if it's an emotional lifestyle product, it might take them 3 or 4 weeks to make the sale. So, you know, email is amazing to get that buying window. I mean, it obviously sits alongside all the remarketing channels. But take something like the car battery story. You know, we might have 4 hours to get the sale. So really, we've got to get them to convert there and then, because if they don't buy a car battery within 4 hours, you know, we've lost them. But take something on the other extreme, like a £1,000 bed or a beautiful dress that they're going to someone's going to buy for a, you know, an amazing event,
a wedding,
yeah, and you know that we might have 2 or 3 months worth of time from when they first start researching and looking at that site to then ultimately buying. And so email address is absolutely key to start that story. So, you know, when they first land on the site for this dress that's £600, £500, £300, whatever the dress is, they're never going to buy the first time ever. So the emphasis should be to get their email address rather than trying to sell them the dress. And that's something that took us a while to figure out. And it's then how do you get the email address? And, you know, if someone doesn't want to give you your email address, you can't just say sign up for your newsletter, because that's like saying, you know, they're lying on the sofa and they're looking at this dress for £500. And it's like saying, go over to the corner of the room and do 50 press-ups. Just not. Why would they give their email? There's no reason to give their email. So you have to really think about that.
If you just do the coupon for email address in those cases, it's like, well, I know that I'm not sure whether I'm going to buy the wedding dress from here. So I don't necessarily need that coupon code. And I'm pretty sure it'll be there if I want to buy. So I'm not going to do it today. So then, you know, if you want to get the email address, you have to think, you have to align with where they are. You have to think about the job to be done. The job to be done is I want to have an amazing wedding and I want to look amazing at it, or, you know, that similar. And therefore, you can sell them something, which is you can sell them the convincibility that they're going to give you your email address, because that's a transaction. You know, giving you their email address is currency.
Yeah.
So you're selling them the price of one email address, and you need to deliver something in return for that. So if you think of that, break that down as a sale, you think, well, I know this person. I know they want to have an amazing anniversary gift, or I know they want to have an amazing wedding. So what can I sell them for the price of one email address that's going to get that across? So it's like, well, here, you know, it could be like a video on our most amazing wedding guide, or it could be something that is
you've got to think about the job to be done. So yeah. If you're selling a dress for, I mean, let's say not our wedding dress, but a dress you were going to go buy for someone else's wedding. Because obviously doing a wedding is a completely different experience. But it's, you know, so what they're selling is something, you know, if your job to be done is to find something that's, you know, that's exclusive, that's beautiful, that's new, that no one else has got, know, then your email sign up would be going down that angle. It would be exclusive sneak peek, you know, pre-launch, you know, pre-launch stuff that's, you know, get to know what we're bringing out before anybody else does, and that would be what the email address would be doing.
You could be like, see behind the scenes on our sprint photo shoot before everybody else gets it, you know, sign up to the squeeze page kind of thing, you know, that would be a tie into it.
Nicely. But if it was something that was, let's say you're selling other people's products and you know that the job to be done is that they want it cheaper and faster from you, then you would put, you know, exclusive VIP sales only through this email. You know, you're not going to get these deals, you know, through on the site. It's an email only thing. It's like a club, you know, members club.
Yeah. On the flip side of that, I mean, if it is a car battery sale and it's done in 4 hours, then an email for coupon will work because people want it there and then.
Well, what happens is you give them, in that case, you'd give them the offer right there and then. You'd say it's 30% off this car battery. Give us your email address. Now you can immediately have the coupon. And then what that does, it allows us then within the next 4 hours to just hit them hard with emails immediately saying, look, we're doing a price compare. It's available in stock immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, there's only two left. Don't miss out. You can really
push it. And also
we
can make it easier for them because they basically go, well, I'm not sure what product I looked at. And it's like, here's an email with the product you looked at. Here's the checkout, what you can do. Oh, here's the baskets, your products. You know, the ball's on our court. We don't have to wait for them to remember to do it. It's like, okay, I've just made it easy for you. This is what you're looking for. This is what you looked at the most on the site. There's the product. Here's the offer. You know, all you have to do is click this button and order it. Yeah. You know, so if we don't have the email address,
the glue to pull it together.
We can't.
You know,
can't do it.
And I think a lot of e-commerce owners think that they're, you know, that people are buying their stuff. You know, they exist in a vacuum. It's like they can buy you stuff from anywhere, even if it's your own brand and you're selling something. You know, a dress. Well, they can buy a dress from anywhere. So, you know, you've got to do everything you can to bring them closer to you and to engage with them. And the email address is the easiest point because you're not asking them to buy the dress. You're saying, just give us your email address. And these are the reasons why.
You've got the squeeze page with this value, haven't you? And I think that, you know, there is two aspects of that. And I think that sometimes I see the mistake is like, you know, let's say you've got paid traffic. Google shopping traffic coming to your site. So you've got, I don't know, 1,000 people coming to your site every day. You know, your conversion rate's 4%. So obviously only 40 of those people are going to buy. Out of that, you might then want to go after another 80% to 100%. Sorry, not 80%, 80 people to 100 people who have emails you can capture from that same traffic. Now, you know that traffic is good. You know that the people in that traffic are qualified because they've been onto Google Shopping, they've searched for whatever you're selling, red ladies' dresses or something like that, and as opposed to red men's dresses, and they've come on and they want to buy something. So, you know, going after their email address is a legitimate thing to do. I think the mistake is once you've got your hooks, so you've got your email hooks working, you go, right, all I need to do now is just fill that with email addresses. And if you're sending, so like then you might go, oh, I'm going to do a competition. I'm going to go and put my competition on all these competition sites. And yes, you'll get loads of email addresses, but it'll just be absolute crap. Mm. So you want to make sure that you are putting email hooks in front of qualified traffic, because otherwise it won't work. So, you know, every time you advertise on AdWords and things like that, you'll get people who are in various states of the buying cycle. You'll get the hot people who want to buy right now. You get the people who are almost ready to buy, who are kind of like warm, and you'll get cold. You'll get the cold shoppers. So, you know, you're only going to get the sales on that day from the hot shoppers, and the warm shoppers are the people you need to go after the email addresses for, because otherwise you'll have to wait for them randomly to come back to your site when they do become hot, and the ball's gone out of your court. So that's what we're trying to do with email. And so many times we see people trying to grab these email addresses with just generic, like, oh, 10% off, here's your email address. And it's just done on every site. And I think it's part of the banner blindness now. You just do not see it. It is gone. You're not talking to me as a consumer about where I am. You're not entering the conversation that I'm having in my mind, which is I'm not quite ready to buy my hat for my cruise. I'm having a look. So, you know, what I'm trying to do.
The biggest thing, the biggest reason people are banned. So let's say an average conversion rate is between 2 and 6% generally. I mean, 2% for a site that's recruiting and, you know, it's got a high average order value, and maybe 5 or 6% for someone who's got, you know, a reason, you know, average order value of 100 quid and they've got a reasonably good repeat business. So if you think that 96% of people don't buy. So like, just think about that. Why don't they buy? And the answer is not because the website wasn't very good or the technical, you know, there wasn't some crazy merchandising technical thing that was plugged in. You know, most people don't buy is because they're not sure if they want to buy. You know, that's why they abandoned. They're just not sure. Do they need it? Do I need it now? And do I want to get it from you? And most of the time I'm not sure if I need it. You're in that research mode.
Well, if you imagine if you had a physical store, let's say you had a physical store and it's a homeware store and people are coming in and obviously only like 4 out of the 100 people come in and actually buy something. And then you've got some of those people and you can follow up with them on the telephone the next day and ask them if they have any questions. You know, you'd get so many more sales if you could follow up with the people. You just would, because it's like, oh yeah, I came in, I saw that, and I wasn't sure about that, and blah blah blah. And do you have that in white? No, yeah, I've got it in white, and there's an offer on today. You know, you would love to do that, and that's basically what's happening on your e-commerce stuff. But you can follow up with them automatically, just because of the nature of e-commerce. And I think that, you know, a lot of us digital marketers back in the day used to do squeeze pages and lead generation and stuff like that. And I think that in e-commerce, that has kind of been forgotten about. And it is relevant. It is something that you can do, and it will grab those.
And I would say, as a stat, to put a number on it, I'd expect, on average, anyway, this is what I see, is it's 8% of all of your traffic. If you've got a good welcome offer that's specific, that's relevant, that focuses on the job to be done, that's not just a generic nonsense one, average is 8% of people would then sign up for that. And then obviously
you should be aiming.
So you should go, okay, so if we have 100,000 people coming to the site, then 8,000 people a month should be signing up to your recruitment offer. So first of all, check that, you know, and you know, the pop-ups don't work, waste of time, pop-ups. It's the banners, the ones that work, that are there on the site all the time. And the best place to do it is in the header, right at the top. You know, and that's where it should go. The pop-ups there are a distraction, you know, because people are in the middle of researching, having a look, and they go, oh yeah, you know what? I quite like this brand. I quite like this company. And, oh yeah, there's an email. Right, I'm going to go and put my email address in there. And obviously you can do save basket for later as well. You can do all those kind of things, you know, and you can do all the checkout abandonment things. I mean, the great thing about getting the email address early is that, you know, as early as possible, is that you can then trigger the equivalent of the shopping basket abandonment program, you know, which traditionally was only sent during the checkout when you got their email address. Because, you know, you'd have to go all the way through, you know, think about steps, add to basket, basket to checkout, checkout to order. Traditionally, it's only in the checkout to order. So, you know, which on average, 85% of them, people who go into the checkout should convert anyway. So, you know, you're missing out on the 10% of people who go to add to basket, 55% of people go into the basket to checkout. So you're missing out on all those people. So if you can get the email address earlier, what it means you can do is you can trigger these checkout abandonment emails much earlier on. So you can do browser abandonment, product page abandonment. You could even do, you know, search abandonments, people who search for something on your site. So it's just an absolute no-brainer. And you know, it's the main way of getting your offer across. And then you can reinforce your offer architecture, and you can make sure it's time-bound, and you know, just get it, you know, don't miss out. Email is just email capture is more important than ultimately getting the sale, because no matter what we do, no matter if you've got the most amazing site, the most amazing brand, the most amazing product, you know, the best price, the best offer architecture, the best returns policy, if they don't want to buy on their first visit, they're not going to buy. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to buy. Because A, they don't yet know, if they're in that research phase, they don't yet know that what you've got there in front of them is the best they're going to find. They need to go and find that for themselves. So they just won't buy it the first time. So we have to get their email address, because the email address is the only real way that we can get a one-on-one conversation happening. And obviously alongside the remarketing and all those kind of things as well. But email is key. Do a lot more with it too. And it's cheaper. Look at all the remarketing we have to pay for. You know, as soon as you get the email address, you're talking pennies.
Yeah.
There's no click price. There's no, you know, cost per click or anything like that. It's like, it's ours, and we can do what we want with it. We can email them as many times as we like.
So that's the key stat, isn't it? It's like, are you getting the email address of 10% of your traffic? And obviously you're getting, you know, 4% of the traffic from the conversion rates, and then you need an extra 6% from the people that come from the traffic. At least you want to be getting that, and therefore you want to design what your hooks are. What are your hooks? And then you need to look back at what's your job to be done for the customer. What are they trying to achieve? What's the outcome they're trying to achieve? What's the bigger picture? How can I put a guy, let's say you're selling paint and you're selling garage floor paint, you know, and someone's researching garage floor paint, then you know the hook would be, watch this how-to guide done by this famous DIYer on how to get your garage floor right first time, you know, and it's got everything in it, and it's got all the paint you're going to need and all the materials, and it's a complete guide, and you just have to give us your email address to watch it, and you know, it's a sale, isn't it? So then you sell the video on the squeeze page. You say, this is what you're going to see, this is what comments people said about the video. So it comes down to trust, and it's like, you know, if you think about how much an email, that transaction of the email is, that's what you need to sell to them. It needs to be bigger, you know, it needs to be 10 times the value that the person thinks their email address is worth of, you know, giving you. So that's the kind of value you need to lay onto it. And that's where you need to, you know, that's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's good. Well, if anybody wants to just throw us a couple of, you know, brands, and we'll see if what email capture we would do. It'd be multiple ones. Just send it over. We're happy to have a look at it. Talk about it next week.
Awesome.
Great. Well,
thank you very much. There.
Quick one.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Cheerio.
Bye.